Now, Movie Show Plus presents This Weekend at the Movies with Fred Russell. Sponsored in part by Wigley's famous Eastern Market corned beef. Now, with the best viewing in the stream and on the screen, here are Paul W. Smith and Greg Russell.
All righty. And Movie Show Plus brought to you by Wigley's famous corned beef. If you're craving Wigley's famous corned beef, stop into Green Dot Stables at 2200 West Lafayette in Detroit. Enjoy their famous Wigley's slider topped with kraut, pickles, and mustard aioli. Simply the best. And if you're from out of town, you got to get a Wigley's corned beef sandwich. You really do, to just understand what we're talking about. Greg Russell, I was so close to Imagine Theater Royal Oak, and I couldn't stop just to get a barrel of real, freshly popped popcorn with real butter on it, and I haven't been able to sleep ever since.
Oh, no. I will have to bring some. One of these Fridays, I will stop in, visit our buddy Paul Glanz, and you and I will feast on the popcorn.
I will look forward to that, and I know I've dropped the ball. We're going to have a movie day or night where we invite our listeners, but I've had some things taking my mind off the target here, but I'll get it back on.
No problem.
As I understand it, you're down at the draft right now.
Yeah, we did the other show live in the D at Channel 4, you know, down here live on Woodward Avenue.
Yeah.
And so I was just walking around, and Paul, I got a taste of it. It's so funny. I've run into people I've known for 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years down here. And it is just so great to see our city look so beautiful, so vibrant, and, you know, just so alive. And everybody's having a great time, and we're all just enjoying. I got to thank the good folks at the show Born in Detroit. They're allowing me to use one of their offices right now to do the broadcast. So thank you, Born in Detroit.
Thank you, Born in Detroit. Is it crowded down there right now?
It's beginning to pick up more. When we first got here this morning, I mean, you know, nice crowd. But now as the day is going on, yep, it's beginning to pick up. Also, we're heading to another old buddy of yours, Billy Sims.
Oh, my. Yeah. Billy Sims. Yeah, there's a lot. There are a lot of great people you're going to run into. And don't be afraid to go up and say hi, because most of them would love for you to do that. 61 degrees there right now, going to about 65. So it'll be interesting to see. 275,000 last night in the footprint, but the Detroit police were saying 400,000 in the city of Detroit. Meanwhile, let's take a quick look at the movies that are in theaters and on Apple TV+. The one in the theaters, Boy Kills World.
Yeah, this one, if you grew up playing video games, especially Mortal Kombat, you'll probably really get a kick out of this. It's all about this guy. When he was growing up, something happened to his family. They were, you know, from some bad people. And thus, it caused him to lose his hearing and his voice. But his sister, who had passed away, is talking to him in his mind, directing him on how to get to these people. And once he gets there, it all of a sudden becomes a video game, and you can tell it is based a little bit off of Mortal Kombat, just by the way he acts and the different things he does. But it's also got a good little comedy twist in there. So if you like acting and comedy, this would be yours.
All right, well, let's listen to Boy Kills World.
This was never a great city, but it was ours.
Are you with me? Always.
Until Hilda Vanderkoy took it from us. This is how she keeps control. They call it the Calling.
They're all gonna watch and cheer as you die.
That's me, facing televised execution by breakfast cereal mascots. Not my happiest day. But let me take you back to an even worse one. The day the Vanderkoys killed my family and left me deaf and mute.
Wow. I'm not quite sure how to react to any of this. First, let me point out, not a surprise, I've never played Mortal Kombat, just as quick note. But that's so weird. It's just, it's weird on top of weird to me.
It really is. I mean, it's one of those where, again, if you're a gamer, you'll probably really get a big kick out of it. Also, it has a lot of comedy in it as well. So, you know, if anything, as far as our Wigley's rating, we can give it a nice, you know, two right down the middle. Because if you're into that type of action, yeah, you'd get a kick out of it. If not, you probably just will wait a couple of weeks till it's streaming at home.
Okay, so that everyone knows what we're talking about. It's Boy Kills World. It is in theaters starting, I think, today. And if you want to wait, it might not be a bad idea to not spend the money if you already have the ability to watch it at home, like you have the ability on Apple TV Plus for the next movie called The Big Door Prize Season 2. Danielle, let's listen to that.
This machine is reminding people our lives have more than one possible path.
This machine is validation.
Mysterious.
Magic.
Destiny.
Your future.
I have so many questions.
Same.
The people in this town completely upended their lives because of a card they got from a machine.
That thing will tell you your life's potential.
The Morphos made everybody think about their dreams. And now it's saying,
are you ready for the next stage?
How do we get to the next stage?
Okay.
It's a different kind of series, but it's kind of mind opening where it takes these people. And like I said, it shows your, you know, your current life. But then it also then reaches into you to show you what your full potential, you know, could be. And then it makes you kind of the deal. Do you want to stay where you are? Or do you want to go to this next level? But by doing that, you leave all the people and things that you're with now behind. And it's just kind of bizarre. It's like, you know, it's one of those where I think about it. It's like, you know what? I'm happy where I am. Yeah, you would like to do, you know, have a few more things or whatever. But I'm good where I am.
Okay. What are we giving this?
Well, this is a series, so they'll have, you know, all types of different things. You know, this one as well, kind of like down the middle, because it is an interesting concept of what would you do with your life? You know, if you found out that you could do, you know, better, per se, than what you're doing, would you give up everything you have now? And the thing is, I did interviews for that, and the majority of the actors said, you know, it sounds good, but now we'd all want to stay where we are with our families and, you know, the people we love.
Okay. A couple of sandwiches if you're paying close attention, I guess. And it's at home, so you're not wasting any
right.
money. You're already spending the money. All right. I was going to ask you a question. I think the movie I said I was looking forward to, Jerry Seinfeld directs it,
yeah.
stars in it. I think, was that called Unfrosted, about Pop-Tarts and stuff?
Unfrosted, and I believe it starts next week. I had the opportunity to go to New York and interview Jerry the other week about the movie. And it's one of those, it's just a comedy. He'll even tell you, it's just for you to laugh about. But it's all about kind of like the fight between Kellogg's and Post. And really just how Pop-Tarts came about. And, you know, like you and I remember when they first came out with Pop-Tarts, and it's like, holy smokes. You know, even though this is not a real story, but it's kind of like based off of fact.
Is Jerry Seinfeld a tough interview, Greg? Because sometimes it looks like he can be, and other times it looks like he's not.
Sometimes, yeah, I've had it before where it is, but this time it might also be the deal that he's a writer, director.
Yeah, he's all in on this project. He's going to...
Yep.
He will talk to anybody about this. He wants it to be successful. His first time as a director, writer, star, all of that. So I've heard that, too. It can be difficult, but I suspect he was easy. And you say the same thing?
Oh, yeah. And then, you know, I told him about how, like, when I was growing up here, how we used to go visit our family in Kalamazoo, so we'd have to drive through Battle Creek. And, Paul W., I don't know if you remember this part, but when you drove past Battle Creek back then, you could smell the sugar in the air.
Yeah.
When they were making the cereal. And I told him about that. And also how we would do, you know, summer trips there for a tour. And how the funny part is this cornflakes would be going down the conveyor belt. And the guys were going, hey, grab a handful. Have some more.
Boy, times have changed. But here's what caught my attention real quick. In Variety, just a couple of days ago, Jerry Seinfeld says, quote, the movie business is over and film doesn't occupy the pinnacle in the cultural hierarchy anymore. Disorientation replaced it. What caused him to say that, I wonder?
I don't know if he maybe has some young kids Because a lot of the, you know, younger people who are, say, under the age of 16 or so, they just kind of want to sit around and watch things on their device. They're not really much into going to the movie theaters.
Interesting.
Hopefully we can get switched around.
I thought that came out because his movie came out and it didn't do well. But I'm glad to hear it hasn't come out yet, so I hope it does well. It sounds like it's going to be funny.
Oh, yeah. It's another one of those nutty ones where even if you did wait till it got home, it's just a laugh. You know, nothing to go, that could never happen. Duh, of course, no, you know, like that. But, it's just a funny one. He's also got some other great, funny comedians in the movie with him as well.
All right, Greg Russell, Movie Show Plus. God bless you. Always a pleasure. Have a great weekend. Enjoy yourself down there in the cube and all around you with the NFL draft. Day number two. Another beautiful day. Thanks, Greg. As we continue on WJR.